The following Women's Spaces show was recorded on Monday, October 21st, 2019.
The woman in your life will do what she must do to comfort you and calm you down and let you rest now. The woman in your life, she can rest so easily. She does everything you do, because the woman in your life is you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Women's Spaces. My name is Elaine B. Holtz, and I'm your host. And with me at the board is my friend, my partner, my engineer, and my co-producer, Ken Norton. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Oh, what a beautiful, warm day here in Sonoma County. We are so blessed to live in California. You know, every once in a while, I just have to take a deep breath and say, this is just one of the most beautiful states on the universe. Well, I have two special guests in the studio with me. I have Pam Chaffin, who is the public policy chairperson for the AAUW Santa Rosa chapter, and a real special guest, too, Roberta Teller, who is a group facilitator at the Facilitator for Conscious Aging Workshops and the host of the radio show Wise Woman Storytelling, which airs on COWS Radio in Sebastopol. And we'll be talking about their organizations and some information about things that are happening that I know will be of interest. So please stay tuned. I want to do a shout out for all of those who attended the showing of the film Iron Jawed Angels here at KBBF. A special shout out to KBBF, and a special thank you for retired Congresswoman Lynn Woolsey, Paula Friend, for bringing me a dozen yellow roses. I mean, I've never gotten a dozen yellow roses in my life to the event. And a special shout out to my dear friend Leslie Graves, who's a coordinator for the Sonoma County 2020 Women's Suffrage Project Steering Committee. She's also a steering committee member, and let me tell you something, she ran that projector. It was just a miracle. So thank everybody for coming. And you know, that night we launched, that was so exciting, at the film, the National Organization for Women, the Sonoma County chapter, which probably every third show I let everybody know that I'm president. And we launched our 13th Amendment Centennial Calendar for 2020, and it was so well received. In fact, we have Pam from the AAUW. She had a chance to thumb through it, and when I do the interview with her, I'm going to get her on the spot and say, what did you think of that calendar? And this Wednesday, by the way, the Democratic Party, Santa Rosa chapter, is going to be having their monthly dinner and meeting, and we will be there. The national organization will be there with their calendar. So if you're interested in purchasing one or hearing a good conversation, come on down. They're going to be at the fairgrounds. And I believe it starts about 6 o'clock. They serve dinner. You have to RSVP. So if you go on this Santa Rosa Democratic organization's website, you can find out all the information. But that's going to be this Wednesday. We will have 50 calendars there, and I hope people will attend. I mean, there's some really great meetings, and especially during this time, you want to keep up with your party. You want to find out what they're doing, how they're doing it, how they're representing you. One of the things that I hear is I hear a lot of complaints from people about the government. The first thing I ask them, did you vote? Well, if they didn't vote, I don't even want to hear their complaints. That's number one. But if they did vote, I ask them the next question. Did you write your congressman, your senator? Did you send a letter to the editor? What kind of action did you take? You know, there's all kinds of actions we can take as far as involvement goes. The first thing we can do is support our friends and family, whatever position that they're taking politically in this universe these days. The second thing you can do, if you have means, if you have money, you can make donations. You know, a lot of people can't afford to give time, but they can afford to give money. And the next thing, if you can participate, if you can show up at a meeting, like say at the AAUW or even National Organization for Women or the Democratic Club. There's all kinds of organizations. In fact, if you look at the Peace and Justice Center calendar, their monthly newsletter, they have a whole listing of just hundreds of organizations here in the Northern California that people can get involved. Democracy takes action. Democracy takes participation. And, you know, it's really interesting when you start thinking about it. It really takes people getting involved. You know, if we expect You know, oftentimes, I know for myself, I used to think, okay, I went and I voted, that person's going to take care of it for me. What a pipe dream. You have to keep in tune. You have to keep listening. You have to be aware. And a special shout out to our Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. She is doing a wonderful job. She's standing steadfast. You never hear an insult come out of her mouth. You never hear anything but the law and what is right. And I just want to do a shout out for her. Anyway, we got some announcements to do. And, you know, there's so much going on in this world. I don't know how to keep up with it. You know, it really is very important that we pay attention to what is going on in our community. Well, I just want to remind people that on October 22nd, there's going to be a national day of protest to stop police brutality, repression, and the criminalization of a generation. And let me read this. This is really hard to believe. You know, all of a sudden, another year has passed. Andy Lopez, a young boy who was killed by Sonoma County Deputy Sheriff Eric Gelhaus on October 22nd, and that was 6 years ago. It is just amazing. It's 6 years has passed. And what they're doing is on Tuesday, which is his birthday, not his birthday. Oh my goodness. It's the day that he was killed, which was on October 22nd. Like I said, it was 6 years ago. That was 2013. And the national protest will include two ways to participate. There will be a celebration of Andy's life at Andy's Unity Park at 3399 Moreland Avenue in Santa Rosa. And then they will be attending this Santa Rosa. The group is going to be going to the Roanoke Park City Council again, meeting with them again to demand that they make some changes. So everything that I say, by the way, just a reminder, is on the website, www.womenspaces.com. And then we have October 27th, and we're going to be talking about this with Susan Teller. There's going to be what is known as a social justice cafe, and they're going to be talking about immigrant and refugee rights, and that's going to be happening on Sunday, October 27th from 12:30 to 5, and that's going to be where is that going to be happening? That's going to be happening. Roberta, you want to fill me in where that's going to be happening?
Yes, that's at Near Shalom Synagogue, which is at 85 La Plaza in Cotati.
Okay, so it's going to be in Cotati, and that will also be on the here we go. It's in Cotati at the synagogue.
Yes,
right?
At Near Shalom, yes.
And that's at 85 La Plaza?
Yes.
Okay, 85 La Plaza in Cotati. And then there's another thing that's happening on October 27th, which is also a Sunday, and that's going to be in the afternoon from 1 to 5. And that's going to be the 13th annual Wacko Barbecue Community Potluck Picnic. You know, it's their 13th annual community picnic, and it's going to be at Rangle, R-A-N-G-L-E Ranch, at the gazebo picnic area just west of Sebastopol. So there's a lot going on in the community, and there's no reason, there really is no reason why people should stay home and not do anything when there's so many activities that you can join and become a part of. You know, oftentimes because we feel, what are we going to do? How can we do something? Well, show up. And trust me, you'll find something to do. Well, there's a lot to think about and lots to think about and lots to do in this world. And, you know, one of the things that I've been thinking a lot about is when I turn on the television, I mean, lately I've been, all of a sudden I'm watching or listening and I say, oh, just turn it off. I can't listen anymore. I can't absorb what's going on. And I ask myself, what is that? You know, what is going on inside of me? And I think there's two things. Is one, I feel kind of powerless. Like, what can I do? You know, and the second thing, I feel scared. You know, I feel like, oh my goodness, you know, what is happening to our country? So the best thing you can do is to join a group, to become part of something that supports your point of view. Because if you become part of something, it helps ease the fear, it helps ease the feeling of isolation, and it helps ease the fear that you can't do anything. Because we all can do something. And each one of us doing something makes a big something, which ends up making some sort of change. So that's a lot to think about. Well, one of the things that I thought of, you know, I mean, we're going to take a musical break. And because I'm going to be interviewing AAUW, what does AAUW stand for, Pam? You want to let us know?
Well, it's the American Association of University Women.
So what I thought, because it is the Association of University Women. These are women who have taken the step to get educated, to teach, and to do all kinds of different things in the community. And one of the things it takes a certain sense of knowledge about who you are. And you know, every morning that we're on, every Monday morning, I play this little clip called "The Woman in Your Life Is You," and it's sung by Alec Dobkin. But I found a wonderful, wonderful recording of the same song by Holly Near. And I thought it is such an appropriate song when you're thinking about going to college, going to school, that you have to get in touch with the woman in your life is you. You are the one who are going to charge yourself to move forward. So listen to the words. I think it's really, really interesting. And I've never played the whole song. I think maybe one time I played by Alec Dubkin. I actually had Alex on the air one time. But this is by Holly Near. And it's very interesting. I met Holly Near when I first started Women's Spaces in 1976. Holly Near was one of my first guests and had one of the first albums out with all of a sudden, oh my God, women's music. It was such an exciting moment when that happened. So I'm very thrilled to play this song. So let's go ahead and listen to "The Woman in Your Life," sung by Holly Near. And as I do with every show, we listen to the whole song. Why do I do that? Because the words have meaning. They have a lesson. They have ideas for you. So just sit back and listen. And when we return, I will be talking with Pam Chafin, who is the public policy chairperson for the AAUW, the Santa Rosa chapter, which is the American Association of University of Women. It was officially founded in 1881. My goodness, women have been gathering that long in that way. It's amazing. It's a nonprofit organization that advances equity for women and girls through advocacy, education, and research. And this will be a very informative interview. And one of the things that I found out from Pam before we started is they have a what is the name of that program online again, Pam?
It is called the Work Smart Online Program for women to learn for free online how to negotiate pay raises in the workforce.
Amazing what women are doing for women. So let's listen to "The Woman in Your Life" by Holly Near. And when we return, we will continue with our conversation with Pam Chafin.
The woman in your life will do what she must do to comfort you and calm you down and let you rest now. The woman in your life, she can rest so easily. She knows everything you do because the woman in your life is in. The woman in your life knows simply what is true. She knows a simple way to touch to make you whole now. The woman in your life, she can touch so easily. She knows everything you do because the woman in your life is you. And who knows your struggles in the world? Who cares more to bless your weary shoulders than a woman in your life? She's trying to come through. A woman's voice with messages, a woman's feelings. The woman in your life, she can feel so easily. She knows everything you do because the woman in your life. is you, and who is sure to give you courage, who will surely make you strong, who will bear the joy that is coming to you, if not the woman in your life. She's someone to pursue. She's patient and she's waiting, and she'll take you home now. The woman in your life, she can wait so easily. She knows everything you do, because the woman in your life, the woman in your life, the woman in your life is you.
Well, welcome back. You are listening to Women's Spaces, and I'm your host, Elaine B. Holtz. For you just joining us, you are listening to KBBF 89.1 FM, Calistoga, Santa Rosa. And I want to remind my listeners that the opinions expressed here are not necessarily the opinions of KBBF, its board of directors, its members, or Women's Spaces. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Women's Spaces, and I'm your host, Elaine B. Holtz. You know, people ask me what the B stands for. Well, it stands for Beverly, but it reminds me I'm doing the best I can. I'm a beautiful child of the universe, and to be here now. So if you're sitting there and you have a middle name, take that letter and see what you can do to encourage and inspire yourself to be able to speak out. Well, without further ado, I want to introduce my guest, Pam Chafin. Pam, welcome to Women's Spaces.
Thank you, Elaine. I'm happy to be here.
Well, I'm going to tell my listeners a little secret, and you're just doing a great job. This is Pam's first time on the radio. This
yes,
is really
is.
Quite an experience, isn't it, Pam?
It is.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful having you. Well, before we start, I'd like to tell my listeners just a little bit about you. Is that okay?
That's just fine.
Well, Pam is the public policy chairperson of the AAUW Santa Rosa chapter, the American Association of University Women, officially founded in 1881. It is a nonprofit organization that advances equity for women and girls through advocacy, education, and research. Pam is a native of Long Beach, California, so she's a wonderful beach person. We were brought up in Los Angeles by Santa Monica Beach. She moved to Sonoma County to attend to Sonoma State University, and after 42 years of teaching preschool through third grade, she retired. She specialized in childhood education, adult education, and language development. Her last 25 years were teaching kindergarten through third grade for Santa Rosa City Schools. Her volunteer activities include being a CASA, which is a court-appointed special advocate. And there's this one thing, how do you pronounce that? Bonneville Nature Preserve?
It's
what is that?
Bouverie Nature Preserve in Glen Ellen, California, and it was owned by David Bouverie, and upon his death, he donated approximately 500 acres to education for children. That's, of course, how I became involved in that, and so they are stewards of the land, and they go into the classrooms for third and fourth graders and then take them on nature hikes.
Oh, that's amazing. I never heard of it. We will have to do an interview on that. That is amazing. To top all this, she is the public policy chairperson for AAUW here in Santa Rosa, and also she is the proud grandmother of two grandsons and one granddaughter. Well, welcome, Pam. Welcome to Women's Spaces.
Thank you very much.
Well, it's wonderful. You know, when I went through your bio, I was very, very interested, especially talking about the CASA program. I mean, there's so much I've heard about it, but I don't really quite understand it. What is the CASA program? Can you give a little overview?
Well, the CASA program, of course, it stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocates. And it is a volunteer position. You go through extensive training in the legal system, and you become, after this training, it's about 6 full days on the weekend. You become, after this, an advocate for a child who's in foster care.
Oh.
You are the eyes and the ears of the court. So these children generally do not have a person who's looking out for their best interests in a trained, objective way. So you interact with this child once a week, and most people would ask me, Pam, after you teach school all day, why do you want to go on Thursday afternoon, drive to San Francisco to visit a child in an orphanage? They're now called children's homes, but they're basically orphanages where these children have no family to take care of them. And I became involved in this, it was almost divine intervention. I don't really know why I became a CASA, but I got this little girl. She was 8 years old. I taught 8 year olds, and I would go visit her every Thursday in San Francisco, and immediately fell in love with her sight at first sight. And I stayed with her until she was 18 years old, and then they're free to go on their own and make their own decisions. She still phones me from around the United States, and it was one of the most rewarding volunteer activities I've ever had.
You know, one of the things that I try to emphasize on women's basis is, as women, whether we have children or not, we're responsible on some levels to make sure that they have a quality of life. And as you were telling this story about this young woman, this young girl that you had from 8 years old to 18, and she's still calling you, I see how important it is how adults have to get involved. You can't just ignore what's going on. And as women, we have to stand up for the children. So I really thank you for sharing that. Well, it really touches my heart when I think about it. So thank you, Pam, and thank you for doing that. And I wouldn't doubt if it wasn't divine intervention. I find that oftentimes things happen to me that I say, wait. Like, for example, everybody's been sitting here looking at the calendar. When we first started the idea, the National Organization for Women has put out the 19th Amendment Centennial Calendar for 2020. And every time I look at it, I think of my first thing is how we're going to do it. How can we do something? It's like the same thing, like what am I doing with this young girl? How did I get here? How am I going to do this calendar? How am I going to do these things? But if you take the first step and you get involved and you persist, what happens? The end result is you have success, just like you had with this young woman. So thank you for sharing that. So let's talk about the AAUW. What is its primary mission?
Okay, well, its focus is to help women and girls to succeed in life. And so they have this vision that, and we vote on this. What is it that we want for our organization every 2 years? We have policies that we enact. But our mission is to advance the equity for women and girls through advocacy, education, philanthropy, and research. We have educational and training. We also want economic security for women, and we want to have leadership for women. And so it's basically empowering women since 1881.
It's amazing. And also, at the beginning of the show, we were talking about, I know you have several outreach programs, but one of the more impressive programs that I just found out about is that you have this Work Smart program. Can you talk a little bit about that? I mean, that sounds like a major outreach.
This would be the perfect way, and is, to train women in the workforce to negotiate a pay raise, basically, or better working conditions. But how do you do that? Number one, why do we do that? Well, still, this is a lofty goal. This is a fact, a gender pay gap. So for a woman, a white woman, she would earn 82 cents on the dollar for every dollar that a white male would earn. This is current. Statistics are worse for Native American or Alaska Natives and women of color. They generally earn 58 cents on the dollar every dollar that a white male earns. There is this huge wage gap. So If we continue at this rate, I don't even know how to say this year. We will not close the pay gap until the year 2106.
Oh.
So we've got to do something quickly. So now,
I mean, we, you know, Pam, we don't even have we're celebrating 2020, 100 years since we got the vote. We still are two votes, I believe, two states away, one or two states away from the Equal Rights Amendment. We can't even get an Equal Rights Amendment. How are we going to get a pay? I mean, it's just amazing, isn't it?
It's unbelievable that we have not passed that. But we do have a goal that we are going to reach 10 million women by the year 2022. That is right around the corner. How do we do this? It's free. It's online. The name of the program is Work Smart Online. You can go to salary at aauw.org. And so it's how to negotiate your salaries. It gives you tools how to negotiate a raise. Our partners are the Coca-Cola company and Luna. When I told my daughter about this, she is a vice president for Coca-Cola, and I said, we have this new wonderful program with AAUW called Work Smart Online. She goes, oh, well, so Coca-Cola is involved, and I see they are a major partner in this. So our corporations want to support this. We need to train the women, but now we have a tool how to do it. So it's one of my very favorite outreach programs, and it's new. Do you want me to talk at this time about our other outreach programs? Should I just
go ahead.
Right on?
Keep going.
Okay. So one of our branches, so the Work Smart Online is AAUW nationwide. You can, there's workshops that you could attend in person. You can do it online, and it's in every state. But for our branch in Santa Rosa, our main focus is how do you empower women and girls through education? That is our focus. We are the university women, so we support this. We have fundraisers like our Bridge Luncheon or our Authors Luncheon, the non-event fundraiser where you just donate money, and it goes into scholarships. One of my favorite programs that we have six girls in middle school, seventh graders, and we have scholarships for them where we send them to a week-long STEM camp at Stanford. I heard you mention the, it's not really a word, but the acronym STEM, and everybody goes, what does that stand for? It is science, technology, engineering, and math. And we are promoting that for girls. The members of our branch are the chaperones when these girls go away to camp. Often it's the first time their parents have ever allowed them to go anywhere.
So you're saying with the AAUW, it has a special scholarship that gives, that sends these young women to camp for a whole week to give them, encourage them, and inspire them to go further within, in the different areas of technology, etc.
Yes,
what,
that's exactly
program.
What we do.
That is amazing.
We have more scholarships.
That is amazing, you know. Well, you know, the segments are very interesting. You know, one of the things that I want to remind my listeners again, that everything, that all the information you're giving me is going to be on www.womenspaces.com. So if they miss anything, it's fine. And also, you have a few other things that we can list at that time. So we need to go on and talk about how a person becomes a member. What are some of the steps that they take? Do you have to have a degree in order to be part of AAUW, or a desire to go to school? Well, how do you become a member?
Okay, how you become a member is you can go online, and I'll give you, you know, the addresses later, and you pay your dues. It's about $95 a year. Don't hold me to that, but it's approximately that. It used to be you did need a bachelor's degree, a four-year degree in college, but now we have changed the guidelines to an AA degree. So if you have a degree from a junior college, you may join. You also do not have to be a female to join. We do have one male member. He is a husband of a member, and he might have had his arm twisted, but we do allow the men. But I think he enjoys our parties and the dinners that we have.
Well, so there are attention.
There are benefits to membership. That's basically it.
Well, we're about to celebrate, and the 100th year, 2020. And, you know, I have such mixed emotions about it. I really do, because one of the things, as you know, is I'm the National Organization for Women's president. And because of that, my radar is on all these different women's issues, you know, constantly. And the biggest thing is that as we come into 2020, celebrating 100 years, and especially after watching Iron Jawed Angels again, we see the struggle that women went through to get the vote. It wasn't just handed to us. I mean, we had to become militarized almost to get the vote, to have our rights in this country, and only to get the vote by one vote. It's just amazing. And then when you look at what's going on with women today, like what you just talked about, the wage discrepancy, like they're so apart. You know, 2006, that's when we'll catch up. By that time, who knows if there'll even be money or we'll even be here, right? So it's really important that as women come together to celebrate this 100 years, that we recognize that we have a lot more work to do, and we cannot fall asleep at the wheel. We have to keep our eyes and ears open, because in one second, you know, rights are very interesting. Rights come and go. We talked about human rights, I believe, last show. I gave a presentation to the Junior Human Rights Commission, and one of the things that I talked about was how rights come and go. But once you gain a right and then lose it, it's very difficult to get it back. And that's what's happening to women. As we move into our celebration for 100 years, so many things are on the blocking table, and we have to recognize that. That's why women need to get involved in the activities that are going on. So what is some of the things that AAUW has planned for this celebration for 2020?
Well, the first thing we have planned is on your calendar, and we are going to have a high tea to toast the suffrage movement. We are featuring the author Gina Mulligan, who wrote the book Remember the Ladies, and it's about little-known female lobbyists who worked to pass the 19th Amendment, and also the power and influence of letter writing at that time. And so then she also addresses the modern ways that women can help each other today.
I want to inject something. When you talk about letter writing, one of the things that I've been doing is an analysis of the letters to the editor. The majority of the letters to the editor are men. Women are not writing as many letters. Just go into the section. That's why something like this event, to talk about how to write letters, to make your voice heard. You know, writing is a form of voice. It's a form of expression. So go ahead, continue. I just wanted to
So that's
check.
Wonderful. So this author, you know, Gina, talks about that power of letter writing.
Oh, yes.
And so when we have the tea at the Tudor Rose Tea Room on Thursday, March 12th, she will talk about her book and the suffrage movement, the power of letter writing, but also, she said at the end, she's going to teach us how to write a letter. And her foundation is Women Supporting Women, through letter writing for women suffering from breast cancer. And so she's going to focus on that aspect, but it's letters of encouragement and what would be a good thing to say and what would be not such a good thing to say. So as we're all going through this increasing phenomenon of friends and relatives that are going through these medical issues, what would be a good thing to write in a letter, and the power of that letter to them.
But also the opportunity to get together in a group and talk about letter writing. I mean, that is inspiring to me. So, again, that's going to be March 13th, and it will be...
It is March 12th.
March 12th, and it will be... We will post it on our website,
yes.
www.womenspaces.
Thank you.
Well, so many things. So many things going on, and we're coming to the end of the segment, Pam. So before we end, I would like your opinion on the let folks know about what you saw on the calendar, what you liked, what you didn't like. We're going to talk a little bit about it.
Well, I would say there would be nothing to dislike. You will love this calendar. One, just for the art. The artwork is absolutely fantastic, but this is a super important year for us, for the 19th Amendment, to celebrate that, and it has so many activities. You will be amazed at what the women in this county are actually participating in. The old photographs of the suffragettes, these are just beautiful. The history.
Well, one of the agreements that I made when I start working on it I says, I will not do a calendar unless we have a picture of Ida B. Wells in there. And that's who you have
here
open,
she is.
Ida B. Wells.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's my inspiration. She is one of these women. I mean, she actually went into the South while they were doing lynching and writing stories about them. Well, Pam Chapman, I want to thank you so much for being part of Women's Spaces. Will you want to go ahead and give us your website, how they can get a hold of you, and any last thought that you might have for our audience?
Okay. You can reach us. Email would be aawsantarosa@gmail.com. Another way is our website, and it's santarosa.caauw.net. And you can also find us on Facebook. Of course, everybody's on Facebook, facebook.com/santarosaaauw, and we always have updates on our activities. And I would just like to thank you for inviting me here today.
Well,
it wasn't actually so scary.
No, it was wonderful. You were absolutely wonderful, and I want to thank you. I want to thank you and AAUW for doing the work you're doing, and also for myself, to be honest with you, and I need to tell my listeners, every woman that comes in with the story, I'm always finding out new things. I had no idea AAUW was doing some of the work they're doing. So I want to thank you. A special thank you to Pam Chapman, who is the public policy chairperson for the AAUW Santa Rosa chapter. That's the American Association of University Women. Officially founded in 1881, it's a nonprofit organization that advances equity for women and girls through advocacy, education, and research. And I have to say, Pam, if you're an example of the membership, it's a great place to join.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Well, we're going to take a spiritual break. Yes, I need a spiritual. We all need a spiritual break every once in a while. We are going to take a musical break. And the song that I'm going to be playing is just one of my favorite songs. It's called Brother Warrior. It should be Sister Warrior, but it's called Brother Warrior. And, you know, in the English language, for some reason, instead of using brothers and sisters, brother means women and men. So it's Brother Warrior. And it's sung by Kate Wolfe, one of my favorite people, first recorded the song, but I'm going to play it by Sherry Austin. And I just think it's a appropriate song when in interviewing Roberta Teller, who's the group facilitator at the Conscious Aging Workshop and host of the radio show Wise Women Storytelling that airs on Cows Radio in Sebastopol. And I just think this is an appropriate song before we introduce her. So go ahead, let's listen to Brother Warrior.
Gentle warrior, with your heart like gold and a rainbow in your eyes, brave companion, do you see a world shining in the sky? With your body dancing like an arrow, spreading joy beneath your feet and your hands that wave like tall grass in the wind as you speak. Brother warrior, there are none of us who walk this path alone. Spirit healer, it's the only life that we have ever known. And I see your smile in the sunlight. songs in the rain, and I hold you here inside me. Feel your love, know your pain. At this time when the earth is waking to the dawn of another age, there's no reason to be
I just love that song, and we are all looking for a vision. You know, we're trying to find a way to find peace on earth. I mean, to me, it's so simple. Let's just take a time out. You know, when your kids do bad things, you know, take a time out, come together, talk about it, come to some sort of agreement where we can all live in this planet in peace. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Women's Spaces, and I'm your host, Elaine B. Holt. And without further ado, I want to introduce my guest, Roberta Teller, group facilitator for Conscious Aging Workshops and host of the radio show Wise Women Storytelling, airing on Cowes Radio in Sebastopol. Welcome, Roberta. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be back, Elaine.
Oh, yes. I just love seeing you and just having you. You know, I've been on Roberta's show, and now she's on my show. I think, have you been on, is this the first time or the second?
I think it might be the second or third time.
Oh, my
actually.
Goodness. Well, just welcome. I'm just so happy to see you again. And before we start, I would like to tell the folks listening a little bit about you. Is that okay?
Sure.
Well, Roberta Teller is a retired teacher. I can't believe you're retired. When I look at you, you look so young and beautiful. And a school principal. Her career and worldview was inspired by the hundreds of children she taught who inevitably demonstrated their thoughtfulness, insightfulness, and infinite wisdom. Today, Roberta tutors at her local library, hosts on Cowes, a radio station, 92.5 FM. It's also a public radio station. She travels extensively. She loves working with beads and is a dedicated meditation practitioner. Well, welcome. Anything
Thank
else
you.
That you'd like to add about your wonderful career? What was it about the children? What was it that they really gave you that oomph?
Well, I believe that I created a classroom that I wanted to live in. And in that classroom, we built inclusiveness, we built a sense of belonging, and we built a space where children felt safe and willing to take chances. So within that environment, children became open and willing to take the risks that are required to learn. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Can you hear, Ken? Okay. Yeah, we're fine.
Yes. And so when you give this children the spaciousness of a place where they can explore and take risks, anything's possible. And within that space, children took those risks, took those chances, and their world opened up to the possibilities, and their ability to tune into themselves and to articulate their deepest beings was just totally inspirational to me.
So is that, you know, when I'm listening to you, did that give you the oomph to kind of express yourself more by seeing this honesty and openness?
Yes.
You know, it's amazing when you look at children how innocent they are and how expressive they are. You know, they don't hold back. As adults, we hold back.
If they feel safe, if they feel safe, if they don't feel safe, they will pull in. But when they feel safe, it's that ability to know you can make a mistake. Because, see, my experience in life is the only way I've learned is through my mistakes. My greatest lessons have came through my boo-boos, my errors. And that's the way I've learned.
Well, Unity says it's, I studied with Unity, which is a kind of a spiritual organization, a religious organization. And one of the things they said about mistakes, they said it's a mistake. And you got to take it over.
If
you take it over, you can do it better. And you, eventually, it's very, very interesting. It's, the word persistence keeps coming into my mind. You know, persistence, if we keep moving forward, everything we need comes to us. It's when we stop and we lose confidence that it doesn't end up the way that we want it to be. So that's a very important message.
Yeah, learning is risky. And if you can move out of your comfort zone and take that chance, who knows where you will go. If you don't step out, you will stay put.
Well, I'm going to tell a little story then right now, because I am plugging our little calendar here. When we first got the idea of the calendar, it seemed totally impossible.
Right.
Totally. Just the money alone. And once we decided to do it, and once we persisted, we put one foot in front of the other.
Exactly.
Before you know it, we had a product. Well, let's talk about your product, and that's the Wise Women's Story Time. Talk a little bit about that. What is the idea behind the show, and what motivated you to do it?
Well, what motivated me to do the show was getting older. And when I turned 67, I just had a major shock. Because at that time, I found out that I needed to have a hip replacement. And I thought, me? A hip replacement? I don't think so. But it really put me through some changes. And it made me look at what does it mean to be an older woman? What are the gifts and what are the challenges? And I realized there was not a lot of information out there, because I'm a person who goes to books and information and research. Wasn't a whole lot. There's getting to be lots more, but there wasn't a whole lot. And so what I decided was I wanted to talk to people. And as I started talking to women, I realized, we really need to talk more about this. And so I started forming groups. And I had a group. I lasted a couple of years, and it was called Aging and Saging Women, Exploring the Gifts and Challenges of Growing Older. And we met once a month, and we talked about those issues. And I thought, well, this is so important. I'm going to start some other groups. And so I did a bunch of meetups. And I had Aging and Saging Women of Sonoma County. I had Lesbians Growing Older. I can't even remember all the different groups. But one of the things that came out of these groups was the fact that I realized that, A, women had lots of stories to tell. And yet women felt, older women especially, but I think it's all girls also, felt invisible and unheard.
Like nobody's interested.
Right, nobody's listening. And so I started doing storytelling circles where we just came in and women got uninterrupted time to tell a personal story from their lives. And then one day I was in the shower and I thought to myself, why don't I start a radio show called Wise Woman Storytime? Now, mind you, I had no experience in radio at that point. And I got a hold of cows. They were the only I was new to Sonoma County, so I didn't know a whole lot of people. I didn't have a lot of connections. I contacted Don Campo from KOWS, and I made my proposal to him, and he said yes. And then I got trained. And a funny story is I was so overwhelmed. Pam, this was your first time here on the radio. After my first training session, I was so spaced out. I had to drive from Occidental back to Sebastopol. And I found myself on Highway 1. And I said, how did I get here? I was so zoned out. So talk about taking a risk. It was a huge risk. And I just I persevered. I was persistent. I made a lot of mistakes. And I just kept going because I felt it was really important. So I've been doing this now for 6 years.
Your story is so valuable. I mean, just the way you express it, because that's what it takes. It takes what you did was you jumped over your own fear. Yeah. You know, you had all this anxiety about it, but you kept persisting. You kept going. You kept saying, it's important. I'm going to do it. And then here you are 6 years and all the, when you go on your website, I mean, I have never been on your website before until this last time. I went and saw this, the interviews and some of the stories of the women. I was on there for an hour.
Okay.
It was amazing. Mm-hmm. You have all the stories listed, all the people, and it's just a marvelous thing.
Well, thank you.
Well, another thing that you're involved in, which has really sparked a lot of interest in me, because one of the things that we do have in common is that we're both Jewish women. I mean, it's very interesting, and both have had our issues with our own religion and how we want to be part of it, how we want to do it. So talk about this. Now I know it's called Near Shalom.
Near Shalom.
Oh, I pronounced it right? Did I do a good job?
You did a real good job, yes.
Does it mean? And what is this idea? What is this new social justice cafe that you're starting?
Well,
that I think
Well, first of all, Near Shalom means candle of peace or light of peace.
Oh, how beautiful. Near Shalom. Let's say Near Shalom. Let's light a candle across the world for peace.
So Near Shalom is a very progressive Jewish community. It's located in Katati. And the founding principles are Reconstructing Judaism and also Jewish renewal. And basically, it's a synagogue that views Judaism as unfolding. It's not something that's old and we follow the rules and laws that are in the texts. No, it's an unfolding experience. We are creating our Judaism as we go along. There's no male God. It's whatever you want your God to be.
So it looks like you're taking another look, another perspective, a more comfortable.
We're reconstructing Judaism in our own way. It's a rejection of our chosenness of a people. And one of the basic underlying principles of Near Shalom and Reconstructionism and Jewish renewal is a commitment to social justice and equality. So Near Shalom is a very, very open community. You do not have to be Jewish to be part of this community. There are teachings from the Torah. There is lots of music, and there's dancing, and there's prayer, and there's chanting. And it is just a multidimensional experience when you go to these events.
Well, you know, it's really interesting. Ken and I have watched a series on the Buddha. It was 55 chapters.
Oh, yes.
We've actually watched it three times, and we're not Buddhist. But what happened for us by exploring the religion, by looking at what the principles were, we got a whole nother sense of not only the history of religion, but we got a fuller idea of how do we want to participate, because all of us need something. We need to believe, we need to hold on to something. That's what gives us courage and strength. So I think it's very important, and I like the word reconstruction, like they're looking and also inviting everybody in. So talk a little bit more about this cafe, how it's evolved, and how it's come into be and what the goal is.
So one of the things that I love about Near Shalom is that you have an idea, bring it forward and do it, you know. And so what happened was after the 2016 election, I was pretty devastated. And I felt like I wanted to do something. And so I contacted Reb Irwin, who's our spiritual leader. Beautiful man. And he connected me with a woman named Shoshana Firstman. And we created what we call the Social Justice Cafe. And basically, it started with the two of us. And we decided that we wanted to bring the community together. You talked earlier about the sense of isolation that we can get ourselves into. So we decided we would bring the community in. We would educate. We would inspire. We would tell stories. We would sing. We would have representatives from the local community in there talking about whatever our topic was going to be. The event on October 27th is the focus is immigration and refugees. And we will once again, we will have a main speaker, Elaine Leader, who will be speaking on Jewish immigration. We will have other speakers from local organizations, including My American Dream. I don't know if you know My American Dream, but they are actually a national organization, and they create videos and educate people all over the country on what it means to be an immigrant in this country, dispelling myths and falsities that are all out there.
So tell us where.
October 27th, it begins at 12:30. We're going to have wonderful Jewish food from 12:30 to 2:15. We have the speakers in the program begins at 2:15. We have representatives from local organizations, My American Dream, Rapid Response Network, One Soul. I can't think of any more off the top of my head.
Well, I'm going to be there.
I'm really glad you will be. It's going to be a special day and a good introduction to you to Ner Shalom.
Oh, I'm really excited about it. Is there a website or anything, my love?
Well, you can go to the Ner Shalom website. You can Google it. I think it might be nershalom.org, but I'm not sure.
What we'll do is we'll have everything. I have the flyer right here that we will post. We were going to post on our website. Well, we're coming to the end of the segment, and I want to thank you so much,
Roberta
Teller. This has been wonderful having you. It really is, and I'm really excited about going to this event, you know, this whole idea of people coming together, talking about the issues, and also talking about Jewish immigration.
Absolutely.
You know, because we all come from families that immigrated. Well, that's it for our show. I want to thank Pam Chafin, who is the public policy chairperson for AAUW here, the Santa Rosa chapter, and Roberta Teller, group facilitator for Conscious Aging Workshops and host of the radio show Wise Women Storytelling, airing on COWS Radio in Sebastopol. A reminder, tell your friends that Women's Spaces will be aired again at 11 p.m. this evening. I'm so excited I get to listen to myself, even though half the time I go, oh my God, did I really say that? Also, I'm available for speaking engagements, and if you have any announcements like a birthday, an anniversary, anything like that that's happening, please email me at elaine@womenspaces.com. Remember, above all, our children are the future, and we must never lose sight of that, ever. This is Elaine B. Holt. You've been listening to Women's Spaces. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to being with you the next time.
Previous Women's Spaces show was recorded on Monday, October 21st, 2019.